SBS മലയാളം വ്യാഴാഴ്ചകളിൽ രാത്രി 8 മുതൽ 9 വരെയും ഞായറാഴ്ചകളിൽ രാത്രി 9 മുതൽ 10 വരെയും അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഇന്റർനെറ്റിൽ പരിപാടി കേൾക്കാം എപ്പോൾ വേണമെങ്കിലും.
Thank you, Hassan, for talking to the Malayalam program.
You're welcome.
Hassan, you might have come across the news that the Indian Prime Minister has compared the infant mortality rate in a part of Kerala to that of Somalia. It's been widely discussed in India, in the Indian media, social media, and all over the world, I think. So actually, how did you come to know about this news?
Well, look, it has been all over the social media as soon as I wake up this morning. I think PPC Somali has reported it. It was on their website and Facebook, and a lot of other Somalis all over the world also shared the information. So I think it's well spread and well known within the Somali community, whether it's in Australia, overseas, or in Somalia itself.
That means the media in Somalia or the Somali language media also reported this?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. So it's been widely discussed on Somali social media pages also.
Absolutely. And that's how I find out this morning.
Oh, that's interesting. And as a person from Somalia, how did you feel about this comparison? Or when you heard about this news or this kind of a comparison, what was the feeling that came to your mind as a person from Somalia?
Well, given the fact that Somalia has been without proper functioning government for more than 2.5 decades now, it doesn't come as a surprise to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Somalia didn't have a functioning institutions, didn't have healthcare run by the government for more than 2.5 decades, everything has deteriorated, and the health services needed by mothers and children was either not there or was not adequate. So the statistics do not surprise anybody, and the fact that the Prime Minister of India compared and stayed in India to Somalia didn't come a surprise to us either. Unfortunately, we have been at the bottom list of all the bad statistics for more than 2 decades now. So I think it's sad for a lot of us, you know, where the country is and where it has been.
Okay, but when somebody from some other part of the world comparing their local issues with Somalia just to show that it's so bad, how do you feel about that?
We all feel bad. You can't hide that. But, you know, you cannot avoid the fact that when you don't have, when 200 children die of every 1,000,
What is the actual number? The UNICEF number, UNICEF report says that it's 130 people per 1,000. That's the infant mortality rate in Somalia. So from your knowledge, what is the actual rate in Somalia?
Well, the stats I've looked at says 200 children die of every 1,000.
200 children of every 1,000. Okay.
Every 1,000. That's a big number. And one third of that die the first month of their life. A lot of those,
one third of them in the first month of their life. Okay.
First month of their life. And a lot of those deaths is caused by, or some of them is caused by, birth complications, given the fact that 90% of deliveries are performed at home in Somalia without the supervision of a doctor or nurse.
Okay.
These are the statistics. Most of the health centers and hospitals in Somalia are run largely by the UN agencies such as WHO and UNICEF.
Mm-hmm.
And other international NGOs such as Doctors Without Borders. This is a direct result of the collapse of whole Somali institutions, including healthcare infrastructure, for the past 20 years. Some of the deaths of the children is caused by easy and preventable diseases such as pneumonia, diarrhea, measles, and other infections due to the effect of malnutrition. So it's not secret that Somalia is at the bottom of a lot of those statistics, unfortunately.
Okay. In this situation, it might be interesting to know more about Somalia, especially when people compare Somalia, compare other states with Somalia to show that it's so bad. So what actually is happening in Somalia? Is there a proper government there, or how is the administration going in Somalia?
Well, the government, there is a government in the capital, Mogadishu, but it's very weak government who does not fool the whole country. And there are at least 24,000 African forces who are keeping the country or the government afloat, if you will, preventing it from overrun by Al-Shabaab militant who actually control part of the country. So since 1991, Somalia has been an unstable country. So it's generally a country whose institutions and infrastructure have collapsed many years ago.
What actually led to this destabilization of Somalia? What happened?
What happened was there was a military dictatorship for more than 20 years, and that dictatorship has collapsed in 1991. But those who actually took power started to turn on themselves and divided into clan warfare and different groups and regional areas. So from there, it was just downhill.
Now, back to the Indian Prime Minister's statement, something more about that. When you read that news or when you hear about the news about Indian Prime Minister comparing state of Kerala to Somalia, do you know anything about Kerala or what exactly is Kerala or how it is? Or not about you only, but generally the people in Somalia, do they know about Kerala?
No, I don't think a lot of Somalis would know what Kerala is and what state it is and its situation, no. But obviously India has been a big country with a big population, a lot of Somalis now. There's quite a few Somalis in India as we speak.
It's interesting to see, like, it's evident that how Indians see Somalia and what's Indian perception about Somalia. How do you see India? What's your perception about India?
Well, India generally is a country of complex dimension, if you will. You know, it's a massive country. A country with a lot of middle class, but a lot of poverty, a lot of conflicts, a well-developing country. That's how I look at it now. India is this massive country emerging as it develops and becomes a big player in the world stage.
Okay, Hassan, thank you for spending this much time with Malayalam program.
Thank you very much, Deju. Thank you.
SBS മലയാളം റേഡിയോ പരിപാടികൾ ആസ്വദിക്കാറുണ്ടോ? റേഡിയോയ്ക്കപ്പുറം ഓൺലൈനിലും നമുക്ക് ഈ ചർച്ചകൾ തുടരാം. SBS മലയാളം ഫേസ്ബുക്ക് പേജ് ലൈക്ക് ചെയ്യുക. നിങ്ങളുടെ അഭിപ്രായങ്ങളും പ്രതികരണങ്ങളും നിർദ്ദേശങ്ങളും എല്ലാം അവിടെ രേഖപ്പെടുത്താം. SBS മലയാളം ഫേസ്ബുക്ക് പേജ്.